Still coming up here on the program today, we'll have Tim Walberg, Congressman from Michigan's 7th Congressional District, Hogan Gidley, the White House Deputy Press Secretary, Raheem Kassam from War Room Impeachment, where he does with Steve Bannon, all coming up on the program today. So a lot happening, and you're a part of it. Glad to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. A lot to cover, a lot of territory to get through. Craig Stevens, my next guest, a Republican and spokesperson for Grow America's Infrastructure Now, GAIN. And he says quite simply, if a Democrat gets elected to the White House, or if Democrats gain the upper hand in Congress, say goodbye to America's energy sector. It'll be gone. Your gasoline will be $5 a gallon, maybe higher. Places will begin to ban things like your natural gas furnace. You don't think so? Look what's going on in Bellingham, Washington. Trust me on this. Craig Stevens, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Steve.
Craig, always good to have you here. I mean, the energy sector is public enemy number one if you're a Democrat. Of course, they live in gated communities, and they'll have their energy. They don't mind. But for the peasants, for the rest of America, especially in the flyover states, they'll yank the plug right out of the wall, won't they?
Absolutely. It's going to be a real change in America's energy sector. The thing is, we're still going to need natural gas and oil in this country. It's just not going to be American-made. So, like you said, it's going to be much more expensive, much harder to get. It's going to raise the cost of our transportation fuel and also the cost of electricity, because right now, a lot of our electricity is being produced by natural gas, and that's actually allowed us to have cleaner air. But, you know, for the Democrats, this is all about keeping on the ground. They don't want us to use our natural resources here, which, again, is going to make our energy more expensive. That's also going to weaken our national security.
They also don't want us to, you know, cut trees or turn over farmland. I mean, America is blessed with the greatest natural resources of any piece of real estate in the world, be it oil and gas, timber, farmland, fresh water. We have it all, and Democrats would prefer we use none of it. Let's focus on the energy sector for a moment. 11 million plus jobs in energy today in America. Jobs that could be vaporized. And, of course, we heard Joe Biden on the campaign trail say, you know, if we lose a few million middle-class jobs, you know, that's okay. Teach them to program or run a computer. How about you learn to run a computer, Joe? I mean, that's the kind of mentality we're dealing with, isn't it?
Yeah, and they talk about, and AOC did the same thing, right? When she talked about her Green New Deal.
Right.
So we'll just do new job training, right? Well, these are careers. These are real careers that people have done their whole lives. And to just say, let's go to a community college and learn coding, I mean, that's not, one, it's not easy. And then number two, you know, it doesn't really solve for a problem. The problem is we have been blessed with natural energy resources and natural resources that we should be using.
And
we should
be using responsibly. It's one thing when technology advances. You know, and along comes a new machine and we have, you know, railways and motor vehicles. And so we don't use horse-drawn carriages anymore to deliver goods and services. And so people get pushed out of their jobs because of advancements in technology. But this is not that. This is an advancement of the government agenda to shut down entire sectors of the economy. And the result would be disastrous. But what frightens me is that I see this happen, and the Democrats, they create this huge problem, and then they try to ride in on their white horse and say, we're here to solve the problem. We'll do this and this, and we'll tax people, because that's the way they operate, isn't it, Craig?
Yeah, absolutely, and they want more control over people's lives. And, you know, it's really too bad this has become a partisan issue, because, you know, up there in Michigan, there are a lot of Democrats, a lot of centrist Democrats, a lot of labor union folks who recognize that, you know, this is their livelihood. You know, the president needed Michigan in order to become to win the election. And that, I think, was a big surprise for a lot of people that Michigan went Republican for this president. But it was in large part because Hillary Clinton, and I think you're seeing it right now with the Democrats, but they're saying, you know, your industry isn't good enough. Your jobs aren't good enough. And I'm going to fix that for you.
Not that they're not good enough. They just don't matter. Craig Stevens here from Grow America's Infrastructure Now, GAIN. It's not that the jobs aren't good enough. It's that they're irrelevant. And that's when, you know, go, you know, learn to program computers, says Joe Biden. Joe Biden probably can't even operate his computer without help of a millennial. I mean, let's be honest about that. And you're telling people that are 55 and 60 years old, just go to job training. You'll be all right. Well, really? Who's going to pay the mortgage for that 3, 4, 5 years in the middle? Oh, we'll just tax people for that. The mindset is gut-wrenching to me. It's mind-blowing to me because it's just, well, do it differently and the taxpayers will pay. You lose 11 million jobs out of the economy. That is a massive hit to the tax base as well, isn't it, Craig?
Yeah, and it's stunning, right? So, and you hate to say it, but almost arrogant on the part of some of these part of these candidates to be saying this. And then, you know, as we discussed before, this makes our country weaker. We just saw what happened.
I agree with that. You know, having Democrats makes our country weaker. You know, get it right on the head. Having liberals and socialists and Democrats makes our country weaker every single day. I'm sorry. Go on. We got about a minute left.
Sure. I mean, we just saw what happened with Iran. I mean, had we not had the strong energy sector that we have today, that would have really rattled the markets. But it was barely a blip in the market. What we've done here to become the world's largest producer in natural gas and oil is truly marvelous. And it actually started, this uptick really started under Barack Obama. And it's ironic that Joe Biden is now running away from that because that's actually a point of success that he can point to.
Well, the problem is,
but instead he's running away from it.
Well, he doesn't remember it. In fairness. All right, I'll leave it there. Craig Stevens, spokesperson for Grow America's Infrastructure Now, GAIN. If people want to find out more about your organization, where do they go, Craig?
GAINnow.org.
GAINnow.org. Craig, great having you. We'll talk again soon.
Great. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. There you have it. Still to come on the program. Congressman Tim Walberg will be here. Hogan Gidley from the White House will be here. Steve Doolin, Raheem Kassam, the co-host of War Room Impeachment with Steve Bannon. It's all coming up here on the show. I mean, how do we do it? I have no idea. It's pretty incredible what we do. I'll tell you that. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday.